Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And if you would like to call 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, or go to our text. The text number is 30930. That's the screen I have right in front of me. And we also have the Facebook. We got all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. And we want to know, should Councilman Wingo be allowed to attend his son's graduation? You probably know the backstory, and that's that. All right, let's see. Here's some. There's got to be something that we don't know. And that's true. I think so. I think there is a piece of the puzzle we don't know. There has to be some friction, some kind of maybe a crossword. There has to be something.
Some history.
Yeah, something that we don't know. But we can only judge on what we do know. Okay. Agree with you, Tony. If you stop for new construction or a stop sign was added, you would notice. I said how sometimes you can, if you drive the same route every day, you can get to work and forget that you took that turn or whatever. That happens to most people. But this says, no, you would notice that. Tony, you finally disagreed with Sandy and stood your ground. So proud of you. We really are, Tony. Now Intercom has David Bellavia and you. You stood up to the talk show host. That's very good.
We've disagreed before in the past.
Of course we have, but people think we don't. People always think that we agree. We just happen to agree a lot, but we don't agree on everything, nor is it necessary.
Should have been here during the Flutie-Johnson era.
Oh, yeah. You missed the good part. Oh, yeah. I still think we should bring Flutie back. Many people need to do what Democrats do, this one says. Have a huge rally at the school and let the father see the son graduate. You know, that's usually what they do. They send out the word, come on, let's meet there. Let's get the cameras there. And they'll think everybody in the country is feeling the exact same way. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
We on the school board or whatever want that position for a friend of theirs, and you can't tell me any different. This is the most obscene, absurd, ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. The man had the gun. He did not have to go to the office. He did not have to tell anybody, but he was an honorable, upstanding person. He did what was right, and he's being screwed over for it. And those people on that school board are so small-minded, I cannot stand any of them. I hope they are held to the same standards that they're holding this man to. Let's put them under a microscope and look at them.
Well said there, Kathy. Well said. We're all human beings, I think. We're not sure. The tests aren't all back yet. All right, let's see. Let's go to, all right, who'll be next? Probably Kenny. Kenny, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind? Is this a fair treatment of Councilman Wingo or not?
Look, could I pose a different scenario on this situation just for one moment?
Sure, go ahead.
What if this guy went in there and did not know yet? Now, he's a legal gun owner. He went in there and had it on by mistake, and something broke out in the school where there was a shooter in the school. He pulled out his gun, took out the shooter, and saved many lives. What would that equate to, do you think?
You would have two major stories there, and one would be, why was he in there with a gun, even though what he did saved lives? I know that would happen. The anti-gunners are the anti-gunners, and that would show up, although it really shouldn't, but it would.
Well, I think they're being too hard on this guy. He's a legal gun owner, made a mistake. Just slap his hand, you know, tell him you can't do that. Everybody else will get the message. But to go to this extreme, I cannot help but to believe that there's a political connection here.
Yeah, I think it's something back, some backstory we don't know. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kenny. It's amazing how we're talking about the Buffalo School Board. When's the last time you had very much respect for any decisions made by the Buffalo School Board? I think since Carl left, Carl Palladino, we haven't had much to crow about. There haven't been a lot because as far as governing bodies are concerned, they're not exactly at the top of my list, the Buffalo School Board. So it doesn't surprise me that they overreacted there. But look at the district attorney. He was rational about it and did not press charges. He said the crime was committed, no question about that. And we give the discretion up to the DA as to whether to prosecute or not. The DA said no. So that ought to tell you something right there. Who do you trust more in judgment, the district attorney or the Buffalo School Board? I couldn't even get the question out. Tony is tilting in the other room.
The scales of justice are flipping.
Exactly. The thumb is on the scale. I mean, really, if you want to take that to the bank, that you trust the school board more than you trust the DA, I don't think so. And I think this DA is a good, solid guy with a good, solid record so far. The school board, not so much. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to, how about Ann? This Ann's from Buffalo. I got two Ann's on here. Buffalo, you're on WBEN, Ann.
Hi,
it's our Ann. I wasn't sure if it was you or not. What do you think about this? Is Wingo being overly punished, or is this fair?
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair for the simple reason that there's not a perfect person on the face of God's earth. Everybody makes mistakes. If you do it one time, it's a mistake. If you do it a second time, it's not a mistake. I've always said about that school board, the ones that just came in now and the ones from old school. I just tell you, they run to the core. It's ego. It's all about that ego. And thank God that this young man did graduate, because they don't graduate. When they come out of school, they are dumber than bricks.
Well, and you get one that graduates, you want to celebrate it, and especially if it's your son.
Yes. Yeah. You are absolutely right. But this school board, like I said, they're riding to the core. And somebody needs to pull out their bed and see what's up under there. Let some of that mess shake out. I'm sure they have made mistakes, so they think. But they have made mistakes. Just pull out the sheets and see how many mistakes they made, because their friends will find them out.
Check them out. We ought to make you a special prosecutor. I think you'd be very good at that. If you do it once, it's a mistake. You do it twice, it's not. Thank you, Ann. Thank you very much. Can you imagine Ann as a special prosecutor? She hits the bullseye almost every single time. Let's go to Kevin in Buffalo. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. Now, what do you think? Is this overkill or is it fair?
I think it's fair. I got to say that I don't think that the Buffalo Board of Education has done very much over the last decade to really help the students. But I think they're making up for where our chief prosecutor made a mistake. What is our other option? If we treat him like any other legal gun owner, he probably would have lost his pistol permit, been arrested, probably not out for his son's graduation, and he may not have been allowed on any school property until after any subsequent trial had been done. So I think he's getting special treatment by getting this benefit of not being charged and not losing his pistol permit.
So it's 18 months. He can't enter the premises. So I think there's more sympathy for the son who's going to graduate without his father being able to be there. I understand what you're saying, too. If it had been discovered that Wingo was carrying a gun, you're right. All those things would have happened. He'd probably end up in jail.
Yeah.
But seeing that he discovered it himself and took, I think, pretty conscientious efforts to secure the gun, and the magazine and the bullets. I got to give him a little wiggle room there. Hey, thanks, Kevin.
What would have happened if I had done that? Had I have gone in for some type of parent conference or something like that, and I had made that mistake and brought my pistol in and then told the principal to lock it up. And well, you know, I just wonder what would have happened to me had I have brought it to their attention.
Well, it probably would have been different. I'll give you that. It probably would have been different. But that's the way the world is. You know, if the mayor or the governor does something, it's not the same as if your next door neighbor does it. And it's just the way it is. Now, sometimes that's better and sometimes it's worse.
Again, look at the argument, and I don't want to get off subject, but against the president. Is he above the law? No.
No.
He's being treated that way, so no one should be. I was in law enforcement at one point in my life, and that's the way that I operated. You know, I am not above the law.
No, I don't think anybody is above the law.
Yeah.
I never have. But there are always examples you can point to where you think there was favoritism or somebody's past came into it, for good or bad, by the way. It goes both ways. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin, in Buffalo.
Well, let me make a correction. I guess there is one person that is above the law.
Who's that?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she doesn't know it. She's out in the woods with a bottle of vino and crying.
Yes.
and looking on YouTube at how the media melted down the night she lost the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause make no mistake about it, she lost it. And she did.
Oh, the Russians stole it from her. And hey, did you notice all the Russians that were supporting Trump at his kickoff rally? They must have convinced all those people to vote for Trump.
That was an incredible scene. They said it was now. They're saying now, who knows? We're not looking over anybody's shoulder. It was like 153,000 requests. We don't have a stadium big enough for 153,000. Now, there's none in college that hold that, is there?
That big.
Not even the Rose Bowl.
Michigan's like 110,000, stadium.
The Rose Bowl was always big.
There's a few that are over 100.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing Biden's leading in the polls.
Yeah. Oh, he's swamping them. So yeah. They all are. Those polls, why, the president ought to put up the white flag right now.
He should give up.
And just surrender. Just give it up right now.
Don't pay attention to those rallies. They mean nothing.
Those polls are very accurate. Mr. Joseph Beamer, step to the front of the class and give us your next announcement.
Oh, I always loved stepping up to the front of the class because
I bet you did.
That means I had the floor.
And you can do a soft shoe, maybe a song, and entertain the class.
Usually it ended up with something and I would get sent to the principal's office. But hey, we will go with Cindy, who says, there are consequences in life. I'm sure the graduation will be streaming live.
Yeah, it probably will. You probably can see it, but it's different looking at it on the screen, the size of your watch, or being there in person and feeling what the mood is and the atmosphere is of the graduation. Someone wrote something. I wish I found it. This thing scrolls. Okay. Can Mayor Brown overturn this and straighten it out? I thought he may have called in by now. No, don't wait for Mayor Brown to call in this show. It's okay with me, but I don't think he's going to be running to the phone to call me. We did have a disagreement sometime back when he was accepting donations from the unions for his campaign, but said that would not influence him once he gained the mayor's office. And I said, that's preposterous.
Still haven't stopped laughing.
Yeah, I know it. And we kind of got crossways, as they say in Texas, and he hasn't called since.
Aww.
I know. I had tears in my pillow last night.
I thought we were becoming buds.
I said, wait a minute. Is little Anthony in my bedroom? Tears in my pillows. Let's go to another Ann. This Ann is in Silver Creek. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hi.
Steve.
Hello there.
I think this is a cruel and unusual punishment for the graduation. I mean, this kid probably has worked so hard all these years and wants to see his parents there. But my feeling is The contention might be between the Common Council and Board of Ed, just the fact that this guy is a gun owner.
Yeah, that's true.
Looked out when they found that out.
Yeah. More people than you might suspect carry guns, including ministers, judges, almost every walk of life.
And I'm thinking maybe Governor Cuomo could pardon him for the graduation.
I wonder if Governor Cuomo went to the graduation, if he'd be surrounded by armed.
I know, Sandy. It's just amazing to think about this.
I hear you, Ann. Thank you very much. Yep, you never know. What can I tell you? Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. We all make mistakes. And but as several people have pointed out, the kid is going to suffer more. If you're graduating from high school in Buffalo and you're a minority, the minority graduation rate is ridiculously low. I remember one time, it was a couple of years ago now, though, but it was like the 25th percentile for the country. It was ridiculously high. And now you got a kid that got through whatever he had to get through, and he's going to get a diploma, and his father's not going to be able to see him because his father made a mistake. I don't know. There's right and wrong. There's compassion. Sometimes the courts are way too compassionate, sometimes not enough. This wasn't a court. It was the vaulted Buffalo School Board.
The hyphenated names.
Yeah, with hyphenated names. You've seen them before. Usually at the beginning of a circus when a small car pulls up, and the door opens, and a person gets out, and you say, wow, how did that person ever get out? And then suddenly there's more. There's 2, 3, 4, 5 people, maybe more, maybe 20 people got out of that car. And then, boop, boop, he beeps the horn and drives away. How did that happen? Well, they were all on their way to the school board meeting. Why? Because they are the school board. And that's that. You got to expect that. I can just see Barbara Seals Nevergold. She's driving and honking on the horn. If you had to put a board in front of me, of which I perhaps have less respect than the Buffalo School Board, it'd be a miracle if you could find it, because I just have no respect for them at all, basically. Ever since Carl got booted out, you'll notice how quiet they are. Nice and, you know, buzz, 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 what's going on behind the scenes. Unfortunately, this came out, and he's going to miss his son's graduation. We'll be back with more. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Text at 30930 or go to Facebook.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, sounding good, sounding good. That's Joe Beamer on fiddle. Tony's playing
when
mandolin.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born.
Nuremberg County.
And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn.
Here, get
and
to the heart.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg
County,
down by the Green River, where paradise
John Prine in town tomorrow.
Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's
Coltrane
has hauled it away.
Thank you, John Prine. Looking forward to seeing John Prine. Haven't seen him since 1980. But you know what's funny? I have John Prine's catalog in every format. When John Prine first came out, it was cassettes. and I have all of his stuff at that time in cassettes. Then it went to digital, obviously. CDs. I had them on records, too. Yeah, I had them on vinyl. I forgot. So I went from that to vinyl and then to CDs and DVDs. I have more John Prine entities in my house than any other artist. I just love John Prine. Hey, here's a project to feed your appetite. Buffalo Pizza Project invites you to get to work on their delicious menu. Get $20 gift cards for a Buffalo Pizza Project for $10. Save 50%. It's a deal of the day from mybuffaloperks.com. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Mary.
I decided to call in. Wanted to say Shakespeare in the Park is opening, right?
Yes.
And I think this is Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, those Shakespearean reference, good. Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Right, because you said it yourself. I was waiting for somebody to mention it, and you mentioned about, you know, people, when I go to these events or something now, every time you go now, what do you see? You don't see people sitting there, parents watching what's going on. They're all sitting there with their cameras. Why can't he have one of his friends screen, you know, what do you call it, stream it to him?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can get video of it.
You can do Facebook Live.
Yeah, you can do Facebook Live. And so but that's not the same.
Yes, it is. Because you know why?
Oh, you think it is?
Same
okay.
as sitting there. like you said, this is my opinion. But the fact is, when people are sitting there, you know, like he would be there, that's his kid. But the parents that do attend these things, what do? They don't sit and watch. They just wait and wait until their kid comes on, and then they get up there with their cameras and their
sure.
stuff, and they're disrupting the people that are really trying to watch, you know, and stuff. I think this is, it's not a fair thing, of course, but the fact is, what if he didn't do that? You know, what if he had gone in and got out and nothing had been said? This is the point. People have to be responsible for their actions. And I think the people that have been calling and saying, this would be a lesson for his son.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Somebody also pointed out the truth that in these various graduations, there's probably people carrying guns legally, but carrying them in a place they're not supposed to carry them. And you don't know it. You don't know it. Not everybody carries the gun so it's perfectly concealed. It's the shape of your body. It's the clothes you're wearing. It's the shape of the gun, the shape of the and the size of the holster. There's all kinds of things.
Right.
It's very seldom totally unseen. Usually there's something sticking out of somewhere. And if he had not told anybody
right.
and he was just carrying it, somebody noticed it, could have had a panic.
Right.
And you could have had the cops in there.
Right. And also, this is, an eighth grade?
No, it's high school. I think it's high school graduation.
Okay. Well, this is incentive for him to be sure that when this kid goes on to college, if he graduates from college, he'll be damn sure not to do something like this.
Oh, I've got a good example. Why haven't I used this before? How many times in a year have you heard about at the airport, not just our airport, any airport.
Mm-hmm.
They have people that have forgot and left a gun in their luggage.
Right.
And they got stopped and pulled in and dire consequences. So if you can forget it's there, you can forget it's anywhere.
Exactly. And this is, I think it's, I think the for one time, I think the board is doing the right thing because that would be setting a precedent if they bent over and say, like, oh, because he's a council member and all this.
Oh, nobody, you know, he never tried to pull rank. He was totally cooperative, didn't try and conceal anything. Usually we're dealing with people who try and cover everything up and will pull all the strings and they get the best lawyers. This guy went the opposite.
Right.
As soon as he saw what he had done, he recognized it, he diffused it, he told the right people, he did it by the book.
Right. What if it had been a parent or one of the school board members or somebody that said, oh, my God, he discovered, you know, when he was in school and he had the gun, he went to the office, and then they would say, well, sir, you have to, we'll have close.
He committed a crime, so we're not denying that he committed a crime, but how do you react to the fact that the district attorney decided he knew he got all the information, decided, he said, yes, there has been a crime committed, but no, we are not going to prosecute. Yep. For them to say that is some admission, I think.
Right, but they also, the fact is, that was just for carrying the gun in school. This is, we're going to be, you know, they're setting an example. All these parents and all the other kids are going to be there. He was, you know, he did this when he went into a school, right? And he surrendered everything before he, you know, did anything else. But now he wants to go and see his son graduate.
Sure.
But the fact is, there are going to be other members there. What about the people? What about the other families, the other parents? How do they feel? What do they think about this? Do they think this is a good idea? Because this is protecting their children.
Well, I have no idea how they feel. One would assume that they would want equal justice under the law. However, maybe I'm tainted by the thought that I have less respect for the Buffalo School Board than any other sitting group that we deal with. So the thought that they would suddenly come out with something that's fair is really beyond what I should have gone for. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. Let's take a break and return. None of us are carrying right now because we're not allowed to. Right, Tony? Is that a bazooka in your pants? Wait a minute. I just saw you on a World War II special.
Surface-to-air missile.
Oh, it's a Sam? It's a Sam missile in your pants. Okay. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Read that blurb that you just read to me, Tony.
This is from MarketWatch.com. U.S. enjoys best manufacturing jobs growth of the last 30 years.
That's incredible. The incredible way the economy is reacting to the president. And they think that they're going to overwhelm him? I don't think so. Newt Gingrich said, and he used to be the Speaker of the House, of course he's partisan, but he said that he expects the president to win by the largest margin period in the history of our country. Now, I don't know which of the other races are like that high, but that's amazing to me.
Wouldn't Reagan Mondale be one of them? Was that a whitewashing?
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to look them up. But the bottom line is that's pretty dramatic, pretty good. Now, okay, Sandy, did your house-to-house book come in the mail yet? I think I'm going to order one today. No, it was not there yesterday. Yesterday, when I tracked the package, it said that it would be there between yesterday and like the next couple of days. So it was not there yesterday. I'll let you know as soon as I got one get it signed by David if I can. Let's go to Eva Doyle. Whoops, let me just punch this up again. There's Eva Doyle. Yes. Hi, Eva. Thanks for calling. You're on WBEN.
Yes. Hi, Sandy. I know you just have a minute or two.
I got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to speak on behalf of Mr. Wingo's son.
Okay.
To me, he is the most important person in this situation. And, you know, Sandy, I have worked consistently for the success of our minority students, especially our black males. And that's why I created the scholarship, which, by the way, I will be presenting that scholarship to African-American students next month. And if I had the money, I would release balloons in celebration of every black male and all students, really, but specifically African-American males who graduate from high school. And Mr. Wingo has, we all know, and you have said it too, we know he made a mistake, but he did something right. He raised his son to be a graduate from high school.
He not only did that, he was perfectly honest with his mistake. He didn't try and cover it up. He didn't try and pull rank. He didn't call the mayor. He did it right.
Yes, and I commend him. And you know, and I may not quote this correctly, but the greatest peacemaker on the planet, who ever lived on the planet, what did he say?
For those who have not committed a sin to cast the first stone.
I've committed a sin, cast the first stone. So that's my message.
That's a good one. It's very powerful. I like your choice of authors there, Eva.
For taking my call.
Now, always a pleasure, Eva. Thank you very much. Eva Doyle, very prominent, very active in the black community. author, and she hands out some scholarships on her own. All right, let's see. How about, who is it? Right here, Joe in Buffalo. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. What do you have?
A couple of things here that I think need to be said. First of all, he didn't carry his gun for the full day. If you carry your gun for the full day, I can expect you to forget you have it on. This event that he went to at Riverside High School happened in the morning. He went from home to the school. He put his pants on, he put his shoes on, he put his gun on, knowing that he was going to the school. I understand what you're saying, but you know what? We have a SAFE Act. SAFE Act says you're not supposed to carry a weapon within 1,000 feet of the school. Now, he just didn't go into school and say, whoops. He walked around the school for a while. He actually went into the auditorium. Now, as far as I know, and you may be a bigger expert on this than I because you have a gun permit, it's a felony for you to turn your gun over to somebody else. You can't say, hey, buddy, hold my gun for a minute.
In New York State, with pistols, you're not even allowed to hand your pistol to your wife Please. To target shoot unless she has a permit and the
exactly.
gun is on it.
Right. Yeah. He not only broke the law, to his credit, the principal tried to do the right thing. Now he's in more trouble. He may even lose his job. So to say that this guy, hey, listen, you know, he made a mistake, he didn't. This guy is not only on the education committee, he's the chairman of the education committee. He knows the protocol. You know, it's not a mistake when you know the protocol and say, hey, listen, I got to go to Riverside High School this morning. I better put my gun on. You know, I mean.
So you think it was fresh in his mind. He just put it on and he knew he put it on and went right to the school.
He did it in the morning. Like I said, if it's at 3 o'clock afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't see a time frame on the stories I've been reading, so I'll take your word for it. Well, okay. I mean, basically, we have this is definitely a two-sided issue. Some want one, some want another. Okay, thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Yeah, New York State is very, very strict with pistol permits. And technically, say you and your wife go to the range and you have your handguns, and you want to teach her how to shoot, you can't just hand her your gun. Because she doesn't have a permit. She has to have a permit. And it's best if your gun is on her permit, too. There are certain restrictions as to who can go on there, but husband and wife certainly. But the bottom line is, I think it's a good thing to learn how to do. It's a great, what most people don't realize, it's a great recreational activity, especially shooting at the range, or skeet shooting, that kind of stuff, sporting clays. It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And it is very relaxing, even though you have very much, you're in a state of concentration and recognition that if you do it the right way, you're going to be rewarded. You're going to get better at it. So it's fun to go there. But it's also a great responsibility. Anytime there's a firearm in your possession, the responsibility is enormous. You go to the range and you see people are serious about it. They're enjoying range time. I prefer to shoot outdoors if I can, but I like range shooting too. But you have to concentrate on what you're doing.
If you do go shooting, make sure you protect your ears. Exposure to loud noise can lead to hearing loss and tinnitus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just a tip from
people who have not been around guns that are being fired don't realize how loud they are.
The first time I fired a gun, you're right, the sound is what shocked me the most.
Oh, man.
The sound and the kick.
See, that's
it was a shotgun.
So one thing I always think about, if the bad guy's in my house, and God help us, and God forbid that you have to use the gun, how loud it will sound. You know how I first noticed that? When I went to Deadwood, and they do the mock shootouts in the street. Even outside with mock shoot-ups, because they had big caliber guns in those days, you got to block your ears. It's really loud. Okay, that about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. And thanks to Roswell Park yesterday. And my PSA number, undetectable. How good is that? Thank you, Roswell Park. Bravo. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.